Time for community comment. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.
Before you take your next sip of water, consider the source. Del Mar County now has a choice, McClellan Mountain Spring Water, delivered to your home or office in 3 or 5 gallon spill-proof bottles. McClellan Mountain Spring Water is proudly BPA-free. We're so confident you'll love our water, the first month is free. From our home delivery to our custom-labeled bottled water, McClellan Mountain Spring Water is your local choice for the purest water. For your health and the health of the planet, call McClellan Mountain Spring Water at 268-0254 today.
This is Jill Duffy with Community Comment. This is the time of year when the energizing and crisp air of fall greets us in the morning, the cozy comfort we feel as we pull on our favorite sweaters and fire up the wood stove. Even though our seasonal changes are not as dramatic as the reds and golds of Aspen Country, the trees and grasses are enveloped in a hue of warm colors. Salmon holed up in deep pools, waiting for the winter's rain, while migrating geese, songbirds, and hawks fly overhead. It is the season of change. Last week, we had a couple of students to the house for dinner. One young fellow is an exchange student originally from North Carolina, pursuing his master's degree, and his friend is finishing her bachelor's at HSU. He'd never been to California before and reflected that the North Coast had far exceeded his expectations in terms of the stunning beauty and scenery, the small towns, and interestingly, the strong presence of panhandlers in the visible marijuana industry. In a momentary pause in conversation, he offered that he didn't feel that there'd be a lack of opportunities when he finished school, that since finishing his undergrad degree and leaving his small town to pursue his master's, he had experienced new regions and communities, observed and developed a more tempered understanding and view of the world. It was clear that he did not say this in judgment of his friends from his small town who had chosen to remain, but rather, when they talked to him about their limited employment opportunities and the desire to make some real money and to see the world, that they didn't really want to change. He told them of the oil fields in South Dakota that he'd been to, noting that one could work like a dog for 6 months to a year and return home with a nice nest egg if one was willing to break from one's comfort zone. He pondered about how it is that so many people seem to see more roadblocks than opportunity, and curious why many expect to have a perfect life handed to them. He does not come from wealth and means, just a kid who has persevered, developed relationships, has an appetite for knowledge, and has said yes to opportunities. He lives on a tight shoestring and is willing to take the risk that making a change will work out fine. On a bittersweet note, for me, the time for change has arrived. For just shy of 3 years, I've been a regular commenter here. As I have noted before, sometimes it's a challenge to prepare comments that listeners would find of interest, and sometimes the comments seem to write themselves. I've accepted a position that will require a tremendous amount of focus and energy, and to do it well, I am resigning from a variety of volunteer activities, including this one. So thank you to KINS listeners. I appreciate hearing what stories and issues have resonated with you, and thank you to Brian and all of the KINS employees. I have sincerely enjoyed working with you all. This has been Jill Duffy with Community Comment.
Community Comment, presented on KINS each day. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.